not content just to dominate basketball in the South, but national praise for the Cats was hard to come by back then, as the coach discovered when he called for a game.
A lot of the teams were afraid to play the University of Kentucky because we were just a bunch of upstarts, and they didn't want to get beat by an upstart crowd. And that's why it was hard and difficult to get on the schedules. But finally we got on the schedules because they realized if they were going to allow us to get this publicity, they'd have to get on too.
In 1936, however, Kentucky was able to add two more powerhouses to its schedule, with Doc Carlson's Pittsburgh Panthers and George Keegan's Fighting Irish at Notre Dame, both learning experiences, but from different perspectives.
We drove up, and we checked in at the Antlers Hotel, got something to eat, went out to Butler Field House to see this game. Well, in all my life, I have never seen a team with a precision that this Pittsburgh team had. Well, this team just ran completely over Butler, ran through them, and just crushed them. And Butler had a very fine ball club. We went on back to the Antlers Hotel. I told Lynn, I said, go over and get the car. He says, why? Where are you going? I said, I'm going home. He said, well, we won't get home until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm not going to sleep anyway, not after seeing that game. I said, I couldn't sleep a wink all night. I might as well get home and worry about it on the way home rather than be up there in bed and worry about the thing and then have to drive home tomorrow. I said, I got to get the boys and got to figure out how we're going to stop this outfit. We finally found a way that we thought would stop them. Well, they came down here, and I remember we had them 18-0 before they scored their first field goal. I think the score at the half was 22-2 or something like that in our favor. And we so completely dominated this team that it was pathetic almost. We beat them 35-17. They did play better ball the second half. The next morning, they were gone to New Orleans by train. There were no planes in those days, I don't believe. Well, there was a little gift shop in the Phoenix Hotel, and Doc went in there, and he bought a bunch of toy elephants that you would pin on the lapel of your coat. Doc took these and put one on the shoulder of every one of his boys. And then he said, now, Adolf, he says, I want you to go in there and stand with these fellas. And I want you fellas all to look at Coach Rupp. And then he took pictures. He had his camera and he took a lot of pictures. He says, boys, he says, what does this teach you? He says, I'm just teaching you one thing. I don't want you to ever forget what happened here in Lexington, Kentucky. And I don't want you to ever forget that this is the man that really laid the wood to you.